China lectures Biden admin on America's long history of killing blacks. By Joel B. Polak on March 18, 2021. Diplomatic representatives of the People's Republic of China lectured the U.S. administration about America's long history of killing blacks during the first bilateral meeting between the two nations and Joe Biden's presidency in Anchorage, Alaska. Earlier in the day, White House Press Secretary Jennifer Psaki said that the U.S. expected a frank conversation in which the administration would raise concerns about China's abuses of human rights and suppression of democracy in Hong Kong. But according to Jennifer Jacobs, the senior White House reported for Bloomberg News, China responded in kind. Top Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi says the U.S. has deeply rooted human rights problems, long history of killing of blacks, and urges U.S. to do better on human rights issues, she reported. At meeting with Chinese delegation in Alaska, Sec Blinken says U.S. intends to discuss cyber attacks, Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan. Blinken criticizes China for taking some actions that threaten the rule-based order that maintain global stability. Jennifer Jacobs, at Jennifer Jacobs, March 18, 2021. We do not seek conflict. Biden National Security Advisor at Jake Sullivan 46 tells the Chinese delegation at meeting in Alaska, but we welcome stiff competition. Jennifer Jacobs, at Jennifer Jacobs, March 18, 2021. U.S. and China bear great responsibility in world stability and peace. Yang Jiechi, a top Chinese diplomat, tells at Jake Sullivan 46 and at Sec Blinken. He says U.S. has American-style democracy. China has its own style of democracy. But both share interest in climate, economic recovery. Jennifer Jacobs, at Jennifer Jacobs, March 18, 2021. Chinese delegation lectures at Sec Blinken and at Jake Sullivan 46. Top Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi says the U.S. has deeply rooted human rights problems, long history of killing of blacks, and urges U.S. to do better on human rights issues. Jennifer Jacobs, at Jennifer Jacobs, March 18, 2021. Frosty opening to Biden delegation MTG with China. U.S. is the champion of cyber attacks, doesn't represent global public opinion, and has history of killing blacks, Yang Jiechi tells at Jake Sullivan 46 and at Sec Blinken. Yang says their opening remarks weren't normal, mine neither. Jennifer Jacobs, at Jennifer Jacobs, March 18, 2021. China has criticized the U.S. over racial issues in the past, often echoing the same criticisms made by the American left. In October, during the U.S. election and in the aftermath of the Black Lives Matter riots, China joined other autocratic nations in condemning the U.S. for systemic racial discrimination. A year ago, China issued a human rights report to deflect criticism in the annual U.S. State Department report on human rights. Breitbart News was named in China's report. The U.S. delegation was led by Secretary of State Tony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Update: video of the exchange has since emerged, in which China lectures the U.S. about human rights problems, referring specifically to the issues raised by the Black Lives Matter protests. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.